Welcome to another edition of PTA Radio. We are so proud to have with us Dr. Steven Soroka. He's an internationally recognized speaker, leadership trainer, author, teacher, and educational consultant on sex, drugs, and violence education to departments of education and health throughout the world, including Guam, England, Switzerland, Guatemala, and the Cayman Islands. He has spoken before five school systems in the news with school violence, as well as in hospitals, colleges, churches, Indian reservations, clinics, and various community settings. Most recently, he has served as a consultant to the Centers for Disease Control and served as the keynote speaker at the first international H1N1 conference in August 2009. We've had the pleasure of having him with us here at National PTA's 2009 Emerging Minority Leaders Conference here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's been such a pleasure. You've had awesome feedback. And our audience, some of them may know you by your mantra and what you live by, which is the power of one. It's been reaching across the country and, you know, around the globe. So we're so excited to have you with us. Can you even just begin to tell us about that concept, power of one?
Well, the power of one, a lot of people walk up and go, hey, Doc, is that you? You're the power of one, right? I go, no, you're the power of one. The idea is, when I speak, is to try to make a difference and put the power of one into everyone, because truly that's how it works. When a person gets involved, takes ownership, we can make a difference. That's what the PTA is about, getting parents involved to make a difference, and I'm just really thankful to be a part of it. I speak at a lot of conferences. You had some unique energy kicking out there today. I could have talked all day, you know. It was a good spark, good communications. And the one thing I'd like to just say here, because I've spoken at a lot of state conferences, and around the country, but the group we looked at today in this emerging lead, this is the future of the PTA. This is the future of the PTA. And if the PTA is going to continue to be a viable force with kids, they're going to have to embrace diversity. So I feel in my heart, this is my creator's brought me to a place where I need to be, and I just feel really honored to be here. And when you have people come up afterwards and say, you know, you made me think a little bit differently. Or the one sister I just talked to came up and said, man, you changed my life. I mean, the way you said the stuff you said, I mean, it like just came from you into me, and I'm going, ooh, I'm getting the goosebumps here. You know?
And you spoke about this audience here today. You used a lot, you gave a lot of yourself. You gave a lot of your history, a lot of your culture, your background, and where you came from. How does that inform who you are and the work that you do?
I think, you know, we always talk about where you're going, but where you come from, it's important to know, too. And I grew up in a pretty diverse community, moved around. I was labeled retarded when I was young. Actually, I made a report card. The teacher wrote, boys retarded. I joke now that the teacher misspelled the word. I didn't know that for years. But I think what happens, and I do have a lot of challenges. I'm ADHD and dyslexic. But in my point in my life right now, I look at these as gifts, not challenges. And so with so many of our kids, because our kids have so many challenges today, you have to use these to move forward. And so, you know, I think, you know, when I went to school, I could think back when people made fun of me. I had a lot of health problems. I was in a fight. I had my hips broken. I was never supposed to walk again. And I went through a lot of things like that. I learned the power of education by default. And after I got beat up in the ninth grade, told I'd never walk again, and doctors told me, you know, you're going to not use your body. You're going to have to use your brain. And I'm thinking, I'm retarded. I can't do anything. I was almost forced into, like, starting to listen to my teachers. And the more I listened, the smarter they got. And I mean, it was just kind of incredible to me, because I learned the power of education by default. And I know these people can't see me right now, but if you're looking at me, you're looking at a ghetto rat, a kid who came from welfare, single family in the ghetto, who's now considered a highbrow intellectual, but only because of one thing, education. We've got to give our kids education. Without education, if you can't read, you're not going to have a life. You know, those are the kids who get pregnant and right on down the line. And unfortunately, in talking to PTAs like this, and when I talk to kids around the country, parents are far more important than they ever think they are. And I would say a sad comment that I have working with a lot of kids today, they're not even being raised by their parents, they're being raised by their grandparents. And so it's a point for us, and what I think the important mission of the PTA is to teach young people how to be good parents and keep going. And because so many people, we have grandmother programs out there today, but I think the greatest thing you'll ever do is have kids and raise them. Somehow it's got lost in the shuffle of the newest clothes and the fancy house and the car you have, and maybe it's just a good time to reevaluate what is important in life. And the point is, the most important things in life cannot be bought. It cannot be bought. And, you know, being able to go out and talk to people about the important things in life, like learning is important. Without learning, you're not going to get anywhere. But taking care of one another, so, so important. And telling the people that you love them. And the problem is often with schools today, we just teach for a test score. We teach to a point average and not to a person. And that's why pairing is even more important than before, because no child left behind is leaving a lot of kids behind.
And you talk about that. You talk about what happens in schools and what the teachers' roles are, but then you hit on the parents' role. During your motivational speech today, you talked about and introduced the concept of the chair. Give a little bit more into that. Expound on exactly what that visualization is.
Yeah, the problem is sometimes when you go out to speak and you're a doctor, you say these words and people go, I don't know what he's saying, you know? So you got to be able to talk in simple words, and which is much harder than to use the big words. And you have to be very graphic, because today most people are visual learners, not auditory learners. So I talk in terms of the concept of a chair and put a picture up and say, if we look at education or parenting like this, you know, one leg of that chair is the student, one is the family and parent, one is the community, one's the school. The point is, if you take away any one of those legs, the chair will fall over. So you can be a good parent with your kid, but if it's not being supported in the school or in the community, then the chair is going to fall over. I do a lot with violence. I go out to schools after kids have been killed. It bothers me a lot, because when our inner city kids used to die, you know, over 10 years ago, no one cared. Columbine went down, and oh my God, we have a crisis of violence. And it really bothers me that it took a whole bunch of white rich kids to die before we said we have a problem, because if kids die anywhere, it's a huge problem. But dealing with the violence in schools, and that's what we talk about, school violence, it's really important for people to realize that most violence in kids' lives takes place outside of school. And less than 1% of all kids who die in school age die in school. And it's in the community and in the home where kids die. So this message is really, really important. When I often speak at state conferences, I do a presentation called Keeping Our Kids Safe and Healthy in a Toxic Society. Because, you know, I don't care where you're listening to sitting right now. You turn on your radio, your television, you go to the movies, you know, what do you got out there? You got people preaching sex, drugs, and violence. And I come in, there's Dr. Steve, but in a way I'm a freak, saying, hey, kids, you know, you shouldn't be doing these type of things. And again, my message isn't, I don't want the kids never to have sex. I just want them to wait until, my job is to prolong the onset of behaviors. You know, if they're going to do something, let them do it at a point where they're responsible, like with sex and stuff like that. But I think right now the country is like in kind of a moral abyss. And when I taught the kids, I fear for them, because when I taught the kids, like in high school, I go to school, 75% of all kids cheat. I go to school to talk to the kids, and when I talk to one-on-one with no parents around, they say, you don't understand, Doc. It's not that we did something bad. It's bad luck if you get caught. So, you know, I can go and complain a lot, but people always say, well, what can we do to make a difference? And the one thing I try to do when I'm talking to parents and communities is tell, and I have to say it in a soundbite because people don't remember all the research out there, but I say what our kids need are the three F's of life. And the first F is the family that will love unconditional, even if it's not biological. And many parents out there sitting right now know they got the house where everybody comes to. So they're really that parent for some of the other kids that are not right in their house. The second thing our kids need is friends, the friends that will pull them up. Your kids run with the wrong posse, they're going to have a problem, just like if you run with the wrong posse. So making sure your kids are with the, and I know it's hard to do, but you let your kids run with the wrong kids. You tell me who your kids' posse is, I'll tell you who your kids are. You can divide themselves by who they hang with. And the third one is the faith, the moral compass. And I don't really care what religion you believe in. As I said before, as long as you don't want to kill me, we are pretty cool. But you got to believe in something. You got to believe in something. So the three F's, family, friends, and faith, sounds like a soundbite, but really, if I went into the research, that's like the resiliency studies, the asset development, protective factors from NIDA. This is all the research out there. I mean, my job is to kind of take all this research and then kick it with a flavor that people go, I can remember that. And so like today afterwards, people come and say, I remember this. I remember how you said that like that. How do you say it? I don't know. I think it's just a gift from my creator to say it in a way that, as a woman would just say, it oozes from you to me. And I say, well, that's cool, but...
And again, you're here at the PTA Emerging Minority Leaders Conference, but your Power of One is ongoing. You've got national acclaim from it. You've been on news outlets, and it's you working, sending a message to the masses that they can find and, you know, find in themselves the power to make a change where they are, where they stand. How can PTA play a role in making sure that that message gets resonated throughout the schools as well?
Okay. How many people were here today? About 400 or 500? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just saying right here that, you know, I came as the Power of One, and we left with hundreds of people feeling like they're the Power of One. And that's how it starts. You know, a lot of times we say in Indian country, you know, it's like, if you get a message out, you know, everybody has like, right now, you go out and you talk to speakers, and they've got all this stuff out there, they're speaker bureaus and stuff. In Indian country, they say, the best way to get a message across is through marketing, moccasin marketing. Let the persons carry it to the next person. And that's what we did here today with hundreds of people. We talked about the Power of One. Now they got the Power of One. They're going to share it. And the way the PTA does this is just to share this with other people. And a lot of the techniques that I have, you know, you can just check them on my website. You can take it. I mean, I just talked to the people from Georgia, and we're going to come down here. And can I talk about that?
Yes.
I do a thing called teaching to a PTA style. And anybody listening to this could take this, and I could help them if they want to get back to me. But what I do is I go and talk to people. I try to pump them up first with the Power One. And then we do this, like, T-shirt thing called teaching to a PTA style. And the front of the shirt, we need T-shirts, and you need magic markers. But you also, those will be donated by local Walmarts and stuff. And in the first hour or two, we talk to people, adults and kids, and sometimes together. I think we're going to do it together down here in Georgia. And we talk about, you know, tell me who you are. Like, what's your name?
Lakeisha.
Now, how could you put that down in a way that I would know who you are and what your background is?
My name?
Yeah.
Well, I could write it in a fancy way. I can use my favorite color ink. I could.
Okay.
I'm a creative writer, by trade. So
yeah,
this is
cool because when I do people, like a lot of times, you know, if I didn't see you and I just saw your shirt, if you put your name in black, red, and green, I might have a hint that maybe this is a sister here, you know? And so I think what I do is, kids, I put your name down and show me who you are, and then we do a circle. And the circle involves four areas. What are you most proud of in your life right now? Who are your heroes and sheroes? The other corner is, what is your pet peeve? What really bothers you about this time in your life? And the other one is your dream. Now, I told you that in about 10 seconds, but that usually takes an hour or two. And kids put together, they can use words, they can use pictures, they can sit at the table and share, because in the real world, we all work as teams, and then they put this year together. And then when I work with kids, I talk about sex, drugs, and violence, and how would they create a message that they could give their friends after hearing what the doc said. So they put their sex messages on their T-shirts down by their crotch, you know, and one girl had a cute one, said, "You wish." Yeah, you got a kick on that. we talk about drugs, and on the back, we got, like, how to kick butt message back there. And my favorite of drugs is with a kid who put down there, crack stinks.
Oh, that's creative.
And then on the arm, you put down, like, how you protect yourself from violence.
Yes.
So your peace, or, like, you know, hugs, not drugs, or just things that could pump it up. And then on the back, for adults, we talk about what we talked about here a little bit today, and I think we're going to do when we come down here to Georgia. We talk about the four C's that all parents need. And what we need is, and for anybody working with kids, you need the four C's. One is, how do you show that you care? The second one is communication. How can you say and hear what I'm saying to you? The third one is, how do you collaborate? Because you can't do it all by yourself. And the fourth one is, how do you work with a culture you may not understand? Because many kids live in a house with a different culture than their parents. We're getting those four C's together, then you create a shirt. On the back of the shirt for the adults, we draw another circle with the "I will" for each one of those areas, and the parents write, or the kids will write, a specific thing they will do to make a difference. You know, and it's really, really cool, because after you do this and we spend a couple hours, you get up and testify. So anybody wants gets up, reads the shirt, says, "This is who I am. These are my favorite people. You know, this is my pet peeve. This is my dream." And then in the back, this is how I'm going to make a difference. It's so powerful, because you literally walk out with messages on your back to cover you when you get back to your hood. It's so cool.
And that speaks to something that says this: everybody wants to be heard, no matter if they are in a hood or suburban or rural area.
Yeah.
It empowers you
when you're able to tell your story, as you did here at the conference, and we so appreciate it. You've been so giving of your ideas. You just shared a great workshop idea, or something that parents can do with their children, or teachers can do with their students. But either way, you've been giving of your information. Your articles are on your website. Would you like to give that website out for our listeners?
Okay, the website is just my name. It's www.drstephensiroka.com. And actually, Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-R-O-K-A. Or if you forget that, if you just Google Power One Dr. Steve, it'll pop up.
It'll pop up. And as well, you have books. And I know you don't like to market those, but you do have books available, because this is information that parents can get and really, really get in depth with the reading and the resources and the references that you have there. So let people know where they can get that.
Okay, actually, I feel bad doing that, because the people that need the most have the least. So I've taken a lot of my articles that I think are important. Now, rather than putting in a book you got to buy, I try to write for journals and say, I want to put the website, put the article on my website. So many of the articles, if you go to my website, you can just download for free. And, you know, some people would say that's stealing. I call it sharing, you know. And I think that if anybody wants to go to the website, and I wrote a lot of articles about how do you get to the heart of education, listening to the whole child, just not the academic, because if we don't get to the heart, we don't get to the head, whether you're a parent or a teacher. So I write about those things that they can download. You can send them out to your state. Some of the states have actually sent it out to all of their affiliates, so feel free to do that. And with a little bit of luck, someday I'll pass through and maybe kick a message and change some lives.
Well, there you go again, giving out information and sharing and not taking anything for yourself. So we are so appreciative that we found the gem in you to do so, because you're right, a lot of people don't have the resources always to get the information that empowers them and moves them from one place to the next level. So we appreciate it so much. Thank you, Dr. Soroka, for having the time to take out with PTA Radio today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And as we were saying, Hawaii, mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, which means thank you.
Mahalo. And so PTA says mahalo.
Mahalo.
PTA Radio!